Let's go to our special guest, Gary Wellings, who is the Citizen of the Week. Citizen of the Week for the Power of 10 campaign. Gary, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Bennett. Thank you for having me.
Whitmore Lake, Michigan. Is that where you are?
I'm in Livonia right now, but yeah, I live in Whitmore Lake, Michigan.
Gary, tell us in the audience a little about yourself, what you do, and then the Power of 10.
Well, I'm a warehouse manager at Roush Performance Products down in Livonia. And,
great.
But I'm lucky enough to be the chief editor of our local paper out in Whitmore Lake, Brighton and Pinckney. So.
All right, now wait a minute. You're a warehouse manager, and
yeah.
You're the editor of the local paper.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. All right,
and,
great.
Yeah, and so we grew our little conservative paper from 5,000 to 35,000 over the last 5 years, and promoting the conservative message, the common sense conservatism, and it's working well. So about a year ago, I got an opportunity to pick up a one-hour radio show on Sunday mornings. And
man, you're a busy guy.
I am very busy. My children and my wife don't particularly like it, but I do what I do. You know?
I understand. I have the same mission.
So,
yeah,
it steals a lot of time from the family, I know. But what I'm doing is, I think, like you do every day, we try to promote what's best for America. And when you mentioned the power of 10, it reminded me of something I kind of started last year, which was a 5-5-5. And I was just telling people, go out and get 5 conservative friends to vote, 5 independent friends to vote, and try to change the minds of 5 liberals.
No, you're really putting a burden on yourself. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was kind of parroting Herman Cain at the time.
And, yeah, 888. Was it
888-999-999?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
When you came up with this, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's perfect. So I jumped on board with it, and I put it on my Facebook. You know, you can actually cut and paste stuff out and put it on my Facebook, and I did
sure.
it on my blogs online. So all my websites now have it, and I hope that's okay.
Oh, that's absolutely okay.
Yeah, and I think people can do that. It's the small things that you can do. Put it on your Facebook, and you'll get a few people to click on it, and
good.
Just keep working it.
Well,
so
you know, you embarrass us. I mean, we have the power of 10, and we're very proud of the power of 10. The power of 10, we suggest the 10 people you contact or 10 people, you know, and they may already be where you are. But you got a 5-5-5. You're doing 5, you know, we're going to vote right. 5, you're independent. 5, we're going to probably vote wrong. So you're taking the power of 10 to another degree, but that's terrific. Good citizenship on your part. What's been the response to the power of 10 stuff?
I've actually had some phone calls from people that I have not talked to in a long time. Even the mother of one of my high school buddies called me and said, oh, Gary, I'm so glad that you're doing this, and I'm already going through my email list. So
that is terrific.
That's what I do. I literally go through the email list one at a time. I don't do a mass mailing because I think people get turned off by those mass
sure they
emails.
Sure they do.
And I can personalize it a little bit. You know, I put your link for your website and the American Fund on there. So that people can go to make it count 2012, I think is the link, correct?
Yeah, sure. Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and that way people can go and I believe in collaboration, and I'm so glad that you have picked up and are working the power of 10.
Well, thank you very much, folks. If you're, I'm going to give Gary the last word, but if you are in like Gary and committed to vote, I'm asking you to pledge. We all have this circle of influence. Gary does it in this very personal way. Use that circle we call the power of 10 to get others to pledge. So go to BillBennett.com, click on the power of 10 banner, or go to www.make2012count.com, make2012count.com, and pledge. Gary, last thought. This thing is winnable, isn't it?
Absolutely. I feel better every day. And, you know, we have to make this decision and this action based on the future, not only for ourselves, but our children and our grandchildren. And I just want to tell all our seniors out here, now is the time. Don't be scared by the fear-mongering tactics of the liberal left.
Right.
We hear
right.
it every day from Joe Biden and Barack Obama, and we need to ignore that and get the facts and listen to what Romney and Paul Ryan are saying.
Great. Warehouse manager, editor of a paper, radio talk show host, Power of 10, Citizen of the Week, Gary Wellings, thank you very much.